From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President of the Interparliamentary Union, Duarte Pacheco, appreciated Indonesia's success in holding the 144th IPU meeting in 2022. According to Duarte Pacheco, this is a real success and is the result of the hard work behind the scenes that Indonesia is carrying out. Duarte Pacheco further said the Nusa Dua Declaration is the real proof of Indonesia's hard work as the host. He also stated with the creation of the Nusa Dua Declaration, all members of the world's parliaments agreed to encourage the implementation of the Paris Agreement in each country to achieve a better environment. Duarte Pacheco further remarked that the world's parliamentarians are committed to returning to their respective countries to make efforts so that the Paris Agreement can be reached. This is the only way to combat climate change. Still from the 144th Interparliamentary Union session in 2022, which was officially closed by Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday. The 144th IPU meeting resulted in the Nusa Dua Declaration, which reflects the effort to mobilize parliamentary action for climate change mitigation and adaptation in accordance with the themes discussed. In addition to the Nusa Dua Declaration, the 144th IPU session has also produced a peace resolution and an information technology resolution. In addition, the IPU meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali also resulted in an emergency item resolution containing a peace resolution related to the Russia-Ukraine war. This resolution encourages respect for international law, UN treaties, and territorial integrity. In her statement, she also said, Indonesia played an important role in the preparation of each of these resolutions. According to her, Indonesia is also directly involved as the drafting committee of each resolution.
Indonesia sejak awal menekankan penting.
From the beginning, Indonesia emphasized the importance of the IPU's central role in seeking a balanced solution to the Ukraine issue by prioritizing respect for international law, territorial integrity and sovereignty, ending conflict, using dialogue and diplomacy for humanitarian aid, and ensuring a safe passage for refugees leaving Ukraine. Speaker Puan Maharani further stated, Indonesia has also succeeded in convincing IPU member countries to jointly form a task force that will specifically work to promote peace between Russia and Ukraine. Indonesia has also succeeded in convincing the IPU to agree on the formation of a task force to encourage the creation of a peaceful solution to the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. In addition to producing a number of resolutions, the 144th IPU meeting also discussed a number of other matters of mutual concern. According to Speaker Puan Maharani, in a series of IPU meetings, Indonesia also encourages gender mainstreaming and the participation of women's parliaments and youth parliaments in making decisions. The COVID-19 pandemic has taught many countries around the world a lesson in dealing with a pandemic. She also said Indonesia also encourages participating countries to increase their preparedness if the world is hit by a pandemic again in the future. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation at the Ministry of Transportation has issued a new circular regarding the instructions for carrying out foreign travel by air during the COVID-19 pandemic. This was announced by Director General of Civil Aviation of the Ministry of Transportation, Novi Rianto, in Jakarta on Thursday. He also stated foreign travel actors countries that want to enter Indonesia must meet the requirements according to the latest applicable circular. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is committed to continuing the mandatory biodiesel program given that the commodity has a large economic value, which reached $4 billion in 2021. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif said in a statement issued in Jakarta on Thursday, the government is not only working on developing B30, but also planning to develop green fuel. Currently, the government is conducting several comprehensive studies. We continue the news with Group of 20 or G20 Chair Indonesia that will adhere to the economic theme of G20 meetings this year, even though a growing rift between members over the Ukraine crisis threatens to derail talks at the international forum. G20 Sherpa Track Chair and Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Airlangga Hartarto said, Indonesia will uphold the group's traditional role as an economic forum. The government will not realign the agenda to accommodate geopolitical issues, which are clearly political and security issues. Malaysian Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob will confer with ASEAN leaders to propose the use of the Malay language as ASEAN's second language in a bid to elevate the country's mother tongue at the international level. He said apart from Malaysia, the language is also used as a medium instruction in several neighboring countries such as Indonesia, Brunei, and Singapore, as well as in southern Thailand, southern Philippines, and in some parts of Cambodia. He also said this in reply to a supplementary question from Senator Zurainah Musa, who wanted to know whether the government would work with ASEAN leaders to coordinate the use of the Malay language at the ASEAN level. In his elaboration, Prime Minister Ismail Sabri said, currently only 4 out of the 10 ASEAN countries use English in official events at the international level. We end the news with the Japanese Foreign Ministry, which has granted the Center for Strategic and International Studies Senior Research Fellow and former Indonesian Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Rizal Sukma, the Reiwa III Award for his contribution to the promotion of friendship between Indonesia and Japan. The award was presented by Japanese Ambassador to the country, Kenji Kanasugi. In his speech, Kanasugi said his predecessors had benefited from insights given by Rizal on ways to improve the relationship between the two countries. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
is Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Indonesia Still Invites Russia to Attend the G20 Summit Despite Opposition. The United States continues to exert pressure on its allies to exclude Russia from international forums, including the G20, and reject Russia's presence at the G20 summit, which will be held in Bali in October 2022. On Tuesday, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as quoted by Compass.com, said the United States would lead the pressure on Russia to be removed from international forums over its assault on Ukraine. In the midst of the movement of the United States and its allies to get rid of and reject Russia's presence at the G20 summit, Russian Ambassador to Indonesia, Lyudmila Vorobieva, announced in Jakarta on Wednesday, Russia has received an invitation to attend the G20 summit in Bali in October this year. Under the original plan, she said, Russian President Vladimir Putin would certainly attend it. Meanwhile, Australia, an ally of the United States through its Prime Minister Scott Morrison, opposes the planned presence of Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Bali. So far, the Indonesian government has remained consistent and firm in its stance to be neutral, in accordance with its foreign policy, namely being free and active. Therefore, Indonesia continues to invite Russia to attend the G20 summit. Special Staff to the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Strengthening Priority Programs, Dian Triansyah Yani, said the G20 presidency of Indonesia is impartial and neutral. He said Indonesia invites all members of the G20 like what the previous presidency has done. On one hand, China praised Indonesia's firm stance regarding Russia's membership and presence in the G20. According to China, the G20 is a forum that discusses economic issues, not political ones. On the other hand, the United States is intensively putting pressure on the G20 countries, especially those that have so far been neutral, to support the movement to exclude and reject Russia's presence at the G20 summit in Bali. Hopefully, the G20 countries, especially the neutral ones, prefer to remain independent and sovereign, rather than bowing to pressure from other parties. Thus, Indonesia's G20 presidency is expected to run as it should. Well, listener, that was commentary from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with March 25, 1942, when Aretha Louise Franklin was born. Aretha Louise Franklin was an American singer, songwriter, and pianist, and she was born on March 25, 1942. She began her career at an early age by singing gospel songs at New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit. Her father, C.L. Franklin, was a priest at the church. The 19-year-old Aretha Franklin began a recording in Columbia Records. Later, after joining Atlantic Records in 1967 and releasing Respect, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Spanish Harlem, Think, and Ain't No Way, Franklin's career soared. In the end of 1960s, she was one of the singers in the top chart Billboard for women of that era, while being compared to Diana Warwick. The two were both rivals and close friends. Aretha Franklin passed away on August 16, 2018 due to kidney and heart failure complication. Moving on to March 25, 1957, when European Economic Community was founded. European Economic Community, or EEC, was a regional cooperation among Western Europe countries. The EEC was founded through the Treaty of Rome 1957. The initial goal of the European Economic Community was to introduce economic integration, including joint markets and customs of the six founding countries, Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, and West Germany. After the European Union was founded in 1993, the EEC was merged and its name changed into the European Community. Later in 2009, all European Community bodies were merged into the European Union. We end today in history with March 25, 2011, about the 14 Panasonic Gobel Awards. Panasonic Gobel Awards is a prestigious award for Indonesian television. On March 25, 2011, the Panasonic Gobel Awards was held for the 14th time, themed Together for Indonesia. During the awarding night, the best works made by Indonesian artists were showcased. The performers, both singers and nomination readers, were the works of the best designers. The awarding night was broadcasted live on private TV station. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, entitled Trade Investment and Industry Working Group G20 as a Moment for Industry 4.0 Implementation Cooperation. Trade Investment and Industry Working Group G20 becomes an important moment for cooperation in the implementation of Industry 4.0. Indonesia got the chance to initiate the development of this cooperation. The cooperation result is expected to be useful for G20 countries and other countries, especially the developing countries. That was stated by Indonesian Director General for Defense, Region, and International Industrial Access of the Ministry, I should say, of the Industry Ministry, Eko Cahyanto, in a press release quoted by Antara on Wednesday. Eko explained that Industry 4.0 becomes a major issue to be discussed among six priority issues in the event. Moreover, digitalization has created new generations of trade and production system, such as e-commerce, cost reduction in international trade, and global connectivity of more small businesses and consumers. Therefore, Eko added, industry policy in this era must consider the modern digital trade and digital technology adaptation in industry. The impact of digitalization to trade and industry is inseparable. Eko also explained that digital transformation in the manufacturing sector is mainly new management, business, and production models to facilitate innovation and new product introduction. Big data, cloud computing, and artificial intelligence are not exclusive to tech companies anymore. Traditional economic sector has also used the opportunities offered by digitalization to increase production efficiency and quality. He further remarked that the growth future in Industry 4.0 will depend on the technology absorption and implementation in industry. Unfortunately, the benefit of technology development and digitalization tend to be unequal and only used among the companies in a country. Under the G20 presidency of Indonesia 2022, the Trade, Investment, and Industry Working Group G20 focuses on the need for an integrated approach to further develop the Industry 4.0, while facilitating innovation and digital transformation for an inclusive and sustainable industrialization. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia.
Aku dan kamu, kita semua pernah terjatuh. Yakinlah jangan pernah kau ragu. Dan ku tahu semua ini tak akan mudah. Dan ku tahu semua ini tak akan mudah. You have to believe. Jangan kamu terlalu lama berdiam diri. Kamu harus cepat ikut aku bernyanyi. You have to believe. Never let it miss, bring me the fist. Haha, no friends, I was just
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Bangka City is located in the province of the Bangka Belitung Island. The city has a lot of interesting tourism attractions and various delicious dishes that you have to try. One of them is Koba Noodle. It's the same as its name. The noodle is from Koba City, the capital of Central Bangka Regency. It has a delicious and savory taste, added with a very distinctive Bangka mackerel fish sauce.Koba noodle is made from dough, mackerel fish broth combined with bean sprouts, celery leaves, and fried onions. The noodle soup is so thick. The content of koba noodles are eggs, bean sprouts, fried onions, and a little celery leaves according to the taste. Then all the ingredients are dosed with a sauce made of mackerel. When it is served for the first time, the aroma of fresh fish broth can directly be smelled.To make the koba noodle taste fresher, just pour the kunci orange juice. Kunci orange juice or Bangka typical orange will give a fresh aroma and taste very good. particularly when it is enjoyed with the addition of bangka crackers. The price of a serving of koba noodle is usually 15,000 to 20,000 rupiah, depending on the content or menu selected. Many tourists who come to Bangka, especially to central Bangka, are looking for typical koba food. Besides being found in the area of central Bangka, koba noodle can also be found in Bangka Pinang City, such as Jalan Balai, National Building, Taman Sari, and so on. The dish is usually sold from morning until night.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
University of Brawijaya students are included in the Forbes Indonesia's 30 under 30 list. Ashab Al-Kafi from University of Brawijaya Agro Ecotechnology Study Program, Tubagus Sailendra from International Relations, and Ahmad Saifullah from University of Brawijaya Information System gain achievement through their startup, Chicken Indonesia. Chicken has been downloaded by thousands of chicken farmers in Indonesia. Through IoT and AI chicken farmers' productivities, could increase up to 25% higher. The startup project has been started since they were in college in the second semester, starting with research and development in the Klaten area, Central Java. They became breeders, then built cages and started a chicken farming business until they finally encountered many problems faced by the local farmers. From there, the team tried to solve the problems using technology. Through chicken, farmers do not need manually control to the climate of the chicken coop. With this technology, farmers can enter data, such as livestock production facilities or SAPRONAC, daily data, and sales data, so that performance is more measurable and able to minimize risk through preventive actions. Some of the features available in chicken apps are managing cages, manage cage data, and IoT configurations that can be adjusted to weather condition, temperature and humidity, and even the age of the chickens. According to one of the breeders, Yudi, chicken apps are very helpful in the management and maintenance. Yudi is a member of the farmer community. If carried out with strict standard operating procedures, the rearing system will be efficient for feed and mortality can be reduced by means of prevention and precise treatment. Currently, in addition to 14 slaughterhouses, chicken is also sharing partners with 100 food industry as suppliers of chicken meat.
Dunia, 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 d cuma diriku masih ada di sini. Tenanglah kawan, mereka takkan mampu mengusik dirimu. Aku yang akan maju. Kita diciptakan sempurna bila kita berani gila. Baca semangatmu,
baca semangatmu,
hadapi
Music Corner. I'm going to present to you original song from Jambi entitled Batang Hari, to be sung by Erpan Purnama. The song Batang Hari narrates a story of a man who loves a woman. Unfortunately, the idol has been proposed by someone else. The man felt resentful. Well, here is the original song from Jambi entitled Batang Hari, to be sung by Erpan Purnama.
Jambi dek oi, janganlah dikenang. Siang terbayang bermimpi, malamlah bermimpi. Anaklah Jambi, janganlah dikenang. Siang terbayang bermimpi, malamlah bermimpi. Jalanlah jalan ke Ojong Jabong, singgah sebentar di penyaguan. Oi rindu dan dendam dek oi, tidaklah tertanggung. Budi setitik kenang jadilah kenangan. Rindu dan dendam dek oi idaklah tertanggung. Budi setitik kenang jadilah kenangan. Bersantai ke Tanggor Rajo, nampaklah jelas Jambi seberang. Maulah ku pinang dek oi, apolah kadayo. Sudahlah nasib orang diambillah orang. Mau ku pinang dek oi, apolah kadayo. Sudahlah nasib orang diambillah orang. Batang hari kebanggaan Jambi, sungai terpanjang sebatas negeri. Pojoklah
hati dek oi, bawalah menari. Mari berjoget lagu si batang hari. Pojoklah hati dek oi, bawalah menari. Mari berjoget lagu si batang hari. Terbayang bermimpi, malamlah bermimpi. Anaklah Jambi, janganlah dikenang. Siang terbayang bermimpi, malamlah bermimpi. Jalanlah jalan ke ujung Jabong, singgah sebentar di penyaguan. Oi rindu dan dendam de oi, tidaklah tertanggung. Budi setitik kenang, jadilah kenangan. Rindu dan dendam de oi, idaklah tertanggung. Budi setitik kenang, jadilah kenangan. Pergi bersantai ke Tanggorajo, nampaklah jelas Jambi seberang. Maulah ku pinang dek oi, apolah kadayo. Sudahlah nasib orang, diambillah orang. Mau ku pinang dek oi, apolah kadayo. Sudahlah nasib orang, diambillah orang. Batang hari kebanggaan Jambi, sungai terpanjang sebatas negeri. Pojoklah nyo hati dek oi, bawalah menari. Mari berjoget lagu si batang hari. Pojoklah hati dek oi, bawalah menari. Mari berjoget lagu si batang hari.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tatap mata tak sengaja buat hati tak menentu. Bila datang dari kamu, tak mampu menahan suara di kepala. Jantung meledak rasanya cinta. Mau tak mau, kamu aku tertangkap situasi yang tak kena waktu, tak kena waktu. Gedung tinggi halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku, kau cahayaku selalu menuntunku untuk kembali berpijak di bumi.
Menuntunku
gedung tinggi, halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku, kau cahayaku selalu. Kembali berpijak di bumi, tatap mata tak sengaja, jantung meledak rasanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak bisa pungkiri rasa. ternyata. Tiada ada ragu bila memang benar kita. Semua yang akan membawa kita ke sana.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.